Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. I am Erin Fulton, and here in the studios with me is Jen Cedarleaf and Vicki Vosburg. They're going to be talking to us about the Christmas bird count. Yesterday was Christmas.
Yes.
What is the Christmas bird count?
The Christmas bird count is annual counting of birds that happens every Christmas. It started, when did it start?
1900.
Oh, yeah, 1900. We just went over this. and it happens in a, like, three-week period between December 12th, 14th to January 5th. And we pick a day within that range of dates to do the Christmas bird count. And this year is on the 29th. Saturday? Is it Saturday?
Saturday the
29th.
Saturday the
29th. See, I'm right on it this morning. Yeah, and so we are going to have a meeting this evening to organize the count and set people up with routes and let them know what they need to do on Saturday when they go out doing the official count.
Okay, so you said routes. So it's not just walking down the street and picking out birds. Like there's more rules, regulations, what have you, to do this in a more streamlined way. So how does the bird count work?
Okay, so people come to the Raptor Center tonight at 6 o'clock, and we have designated routes. You pick up a piece of paper, which verbally explains your route, and then there's a map as well. And what you do is you count all the birds that you see on your route. You can do that at any time on Christmas or on the Christmas bird count day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're counting species, and we're counting number of each species. And we like to remind people to count all the birds, not just the interesting birds. So the gulls, the pigeons, they do not get left out.
No discriminating.
Yes.
Okay. No discriminating. Awesome. So what if someone is new to this? Like they're not an avid birder. They can't hear any little chirping in the trees and know exactly what bird it is. Can they be involved in this too?
We do welcome new birders. First of all, after we choose our routes, Matt Goff is going to show a wonderful slideshow of the birds that we expect you to see during the Christmas bird count. So some people come to the slideshow and don't even count. Mm-hmm. And we welcome people to do that, especially if you're a new birder and you're just trying to learn about the birds.
Okay.
We also have, in addition to routes, we have feeder counts. And those are very valuable because at this time of year, so many birds are seen at feeders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great thing for new people to do because there are fewer birds at the feeder and people probably already have a pretty good idea of what they are. People who are new, we encourage them to take photos, you know, especially if you're doing a feeder count. It's really easy to get a good photo, especially with digital cameras now. And then last of all, sometimes we can pair you up on a route with someone who is more experienced, and you can learn about the birds on that day with someone else.
Kind of a bird count apprenticeship program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's lots of different sized routes. There's some that are, you know, just a couple blocks in the neighborhoods downtown, and there's others that are large portions of Halibut Point Road or Sawmill Creek Road. And so you can pick a smaller area if you don't have a lot of time during the day, or you could choose to do a bigger area with more people if you have friends you want to bird with.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's welcome.
That's awesome. So where are these routes? You said they kind of go the whole gamut from the one end of the road to the other.
Right.
How are those? Like, is there a contained area that we're responsible for?
So Audubon sets up circles all across the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
And our circle center is the airport. It's got a 7.5 mile radius, and we are counting everything within that circle.
Awesome.
So that includes water and mountains, which obviously don't always get done.
Right. Oh, that's something we do need. We always need people to go out in boats if it's a nice day and count birds on the water. There's always a lot of birds back in little hidden bays and areas that, you know, you're not going to get to unless you're on a boat. So we encourage people who have boats, if it's a nice day and you want to go out on the water, let us know.
Awesome. You've got sheets to fill out and
birdies
to count. Awesome. So you said earlier it started in 1900.
Correct.
So how did that get started? Like, someone just got bored and thought they'd look at birds, or what was happening?
So they used to do a Christmas side hunt. So everyone would choose a side, And they'd have a team, and they'd go out and see who could kill the most things, both birds and
mammals.
All right.
And the winner brought back the most dead things. Then people started realizing we really don't need to kill everything, and there seems to be a decline in the population of birds, so let's count them instead of kill them.
Yeah, you can still get out and be competitive.
Yep.
But.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's how the Christmas bird count began. It began 25 counts. They counted 90 birds, and it has just grown ever since. Now we're counting over 65 million birds.
Wow.
In 20 counties were reported in the past couple of years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. So it's really cool that this is now an international thing. It's not just the U.S. It's people all around the world getting out around Christmas.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
In our circle, we average about 60 species.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was a big year. We actually had a total of 80 species.
Mm-hmm.
And that included count week.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, count week versus count day?
So count week is the 3 days before and the 3 days after the actual count day.
Okay.
So on count day, we go out and we count all of the birds and how many of the birds. If we happen to miss a bird during that time, like 1 year we missed Stellar's Jays, so we ask everyone to keep an eye out for Stellar's Jays. So if you see a bird during count week that we didn't see on count day, we count that bird, but only as the species. So instead of saying we had one Stellar's Jay, we would just say we had a Stellar's Jay.
Yeah. They're here. They didn't disappear.
Right.
You're just acknowledging that they're still there.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just weren't very abundant that day.
Awesome.
We've learned some interesting things thanks to the Christmas bird count all over the world, but even in Sitka, we've learned some interesting things. Jen and I have been running this for 12 years. And over that period of time, we've seen trumpeter swans really increase.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched the Eurasian collared dove appear. It was never here before. Appear, skyrocket, and then disappear.
Oh, last, wild.
Last count, we got zero. That was our first count since they appeared that we got zero.
Wow.
So
that's kind of cool. You had to see year to year. And, yeah, having it the same general time frame every year, you got a good look at what's happening
In the same
general area.
Mm-hmm. I wish that most of our circle wasn't on the water in the mountains, but, you know, we're still counting basically the same area.
Yeah, yeah, you're still getting
the same
thing.
So
just to go over again, so it's anyone who's interested either in learning about birds or participating in the bird count will meet. It's at the Raptor Center tonight at 6 p.m.
Yes.
And you said Matt Goff is going to be giving a presentation on some of our local birds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So if people have questions or anything, want to learn a little bit more about it, what's a good, can they contact you guys or is there websites or anything?
Yeah, they can give us a call. My cell phone number, this is Jen, is 738-0181, and Victoria's is 738-8661.
So people can give you guys a call and get more details if they can't make it tonight or still want to be involved, that sort of thing. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, you said it was by Audubon is headed this up, so I'm sure they've got some stuff online if people want to.
Yeah, they have a great
website
that you can go to, and you can look at the history of what has been seen in Sitka and, of course, at other counts. It used to be you paid $5 to do the count, and you, about a year later, got a book of what was seen.
Oh, wow.
They've stopped doing that now. Joining the count is free, and you can go online and see all the history of what was seen and how many.
Yeah, and look up, like, I like to look up circles in different areas, like where I went to college. I'll look up that circle and see what birds they saw, or where I used to live, I'll look up there. So you can look at a count circle anywhere in the world.
That's really cool. Yeah, and get a sense of what people are looking at all these different places around the same kind of time. That's really awesome. Well, thank you both, Vicki and Jen, for coming in and talking about the Christmas bird count, which will be happening on the 29th.
Saturday.
But learning about it, Saturday the 29th, learning about it will be happening tonight at the Raptor Center at 6 p.m.
And a reminder to everyone to fill their feeders.
Oh, yes, fill your feeders. Yeah, encourage those birdies to come on close.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
You.